Claz Gomez taps away eagerly at the keyboard of her computer. She is hugely excited about the Pope's visit to Britain and has set up a papal visit blog that has had so many hits that the Catholic Church has brought her on board to help promote Pope Benedict's tour. Claz says it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
My family would say that I'm obsessed. Over the past week and a half, I've been trying to get articles out once a day. For example, I have a blog post on the Pilgrim Pack. The young people of our diocese have received a very, very lovely and trendy red shirt, the Young Pilgrims booklet. And this is England, so we might just need the papal visit poncho.
Gráinne Maguire is also busy preparing for the Pope's visit, but she has very different feelings. In a small London apartment, she and a dozen other young people are making placards and imitation mitres to take on the planned demonstrations against the visit, which thousands of people are expected to join.
We're making these hats, then we're going to be wearing them with slogans like God loves children, women and gays. Shame on you, you bring shame on Catholics. Pope Benedict, where is the love? Just various slogans. We're going to be wearing them on our march, different banners, with the reasons why we're protesting his visit.
These opposing views reflect the divisions that the visit is causing throughout society. The Pope has thanked Britain in advance for the effort involved.
I'm very much looking forward to my visit to the United Kingdom and I send heartfelt greetings to all the people of Great Britain. I am aware that a vast amount of work has gone into the preparations for the visit.
The cost of the preparations, $19 million, excluding security, is just one of the objections raised by opponents. Benedict's trip is a full state visit, partly funded by the British taxpayer, a privilege that has angered protesters, such as those attending a town hall debate on the issue.
Let the Catholics pay for their leader. That's what they want to do. But not at our expense.
Under the umbrella group Protest the Pope, they plan to hold a series of demonstrations during the visit. Human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell is at the forefront of the protests.
We do not fund visits by the Grand Mufti of Mecca or the Chief Rabbi of Jerusalem, so why should the Pope's visit get this privileged special financial support? In particular, we are concerned about the Pope's role in the cover-up of child sex abuse.
The issue of child abuse within the Catholic Church has resurfaced, with further allegations coming to light, prompting accusations of a cover-up. The Pope's visit to Britain has rekindled anger among victims and campaigners who believe the Church has not done enough to address the issue. Despite the controversy, Catholics from across Britain and even many overseas visitors are gearing themselves up for the opportunity to see the Pope. Benedict will celebrate Mass in Westminster Cathedral in central London before addressing 2,500 young people on the square outside. The bishop here, John Arnold, says it is right that the Pope is being afforded a full state visit.
The Pope may not be a king of a great nation, but he is the spiritual leader of one in five people on this planet. And he's going to do a considerable amount of good whilst he's here, I'm sure. And it's quite right for our nation to fund that.
Pope Benedict has a tightly packed schedule in Britain. He will celebrate two open-air masses in Scotland and London. He will meet Queen Elizabeth and Prime Minister David Cameron and conduct the beatification of a cardinal. For Claz and tens of thousands of other pilgrims, it will be a unique opportunity to see and hear from the leader of their faith. Gráinne and thousands of other protesters will also be following the Pope every step of the way to make their objections to the visit loud and clear. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.